Good morning. Today is Thursday, October the 26th. Joining us this morning from the California Highway Patrol. I guess we don't even have a drum roll to roll down the hill for you.
I thought you guys would. Come on.
Yeah. There it is. I heard it faint. Way off in the background, which is kind of what the trend is going to be. Si May is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, good. You brought along somebody again this morning.
I brought along another friend. And I do call him friend. Today is going to be kind of a passing of the guard, passing of the torch. I am going to be stepping down as Humboldt area public information officer. And I'm going to be giving it up to Officer Paul Kraft.
Yes.
He's here, yeah. He's going to do a great job.
Well, there was one cheer in the background there.
Yeah. It was my biggest fan.
Yeah. Our quote this morning. Actually, I don't know where this comes from. There's nothing outside you. That's what you ultimately have to learn.
The mysterious quote. You should have taken credit for that, Brian.
No. That's about 5 liters too deep for me.
You and me both.
Oh, boy. So, apparently you wanted this one, huh, Paul?
I did. I prepared, and I came out on top.
Now, you got two things on your sleeve, where Si's only got one. Does that mean you're twice what he is, or are you going to have twice as much work to do?
Both. But,
clean up my mess.
Signifies a couple of extra years on.
Oh, I see. That's a 10-year issue.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
One hash mark for each 5 years.
I see.
So, in about a year, I'll have my second one. So, watch out.
If he makes it that long.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, boy. There was an officer shot down in Lake County late last week or early this week?
Early this week, I believe.
Okay.
It was just a couple days ago.
For me, it kind of brought things around that, you know, even though we get together and we see Billy and folks from the Sheriff's Department here and now Steve and EPD and all the other guys. We had the shooting over in Arcata at the Plaza a month and a half ago now. Had this, you know, while we may be a little lighthearted, doesn't necessarily mean that the job is any less dangerous today than it has been in the past years. When you guys get notice of something like that, okay, nobody died, okay. What is that, what runs through your guys' head?
You know, it's just concern. It's concern for the entire situation, and like you said, yeah, we get word that our officer is okay, but just the fact that he's okay and he's gonna live that's awesome. But there's still concern about what is the aftermath gonna look like. How long is the officer gonna be out? How is he gonna do mentally with this? Whenever you're involved in a critical incident, be it a car accident, a shooting, a fight, that sort of stuff sticks with you, and especially shootings, combat shootings, will stay with you forever. And some guys handle it differently. And it's just, that's my main concern. How is this officer going to deal with this, and how is his family going to be affected by it? Those are my concerns. And during those times, that's when law enforcement and the Highway Patrol really come together. When we hear that, hey, one of our guys has been involved in a critical incident, you'll have guys who are not working during that time, and we get word of it. We all come into the office, even if we're on days off. We come in to help. What can we do? And even if it's just
stand around for half an hour.
Yeah, pretty much stand around, go see them at the hospital if we can. If there's injuries, buy pizza for all the other officers who are working on the investigation. Just everybody comes together as a family. Pizza, donuts, mainly donuts. Listen, that's a given, Brian. That's a given. I shouldn't even have to say it. We all come together as a family to take care of one another, and that's really my favorite part about this job is when it comes down to it, we're there for each other.
Paul, how about for you? I mean, as you said, you've got a little bit more more slashes on your arm or on your uniform. Career-defining moments, I think everybody's got them, but when it's something that's more systemic, more regional, more shared, like the fires, certainly could be one of those if you were running out of Santa Rosa, what that meant. What's the normal process? Do everybody just kind of get together and talk it out initially?
Yeah, it's, and different guys process it differently from from what I've observed, for the last couple of years, I've been assigned to the Northern Division Critical Incident Team. So when we have an officer-involved shooting, as we've had two recently at Crescent City, I worked on the one here in Eureka a couple of years ago, actually, coming up, I believe it was the end of October.
It'll be two years, November 1st.
I've had the, I guess, I don't know if it's good fortune or bad fortune, I've had the opportunity to work on those unfortunate incidents and kind of watch other officers process it. When you're working it and trying to investigate it, you kind of go into a different mode, much as we do when we go to a collision and you're seeing horrible things. You still have a job to do and you're focused, and maybe afterwards you start to process it. It's pretty similar with that. It is amazing to see a group come together and be supportive in times like that, but different guys process differently. And some people will sit around and talk about it at the scene. Some guys will never talk about it. They just internalize it. And you can see that start to affect guys at home life.
It does manifest somewhere, some way.
It does. And It is very, very individual, very specific to each individual. I've always encouraged guys to, you know, seek out help when they need it. I'm not ashamed to say I've made phone calls and talked to people before in the past, haven't been hit by a drunk driver, just dealing with, children at scenes. That kind of stuff can start to build up. So it's important that you find an outlet for that and deal with it in the proper way.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the new?
And improved.
Yeah, I didn't want to say like version 2. anything.
No, still, I'm my own version.
That still references past, yeah. Unless you want to be like
same position, Paul 3.1.
We could go back, yeah. You know.
We did have a former Paul PIO, so this is, yeah. You know.
That's, yeah. But, you know, he was younger, and I mean, there was a whole bunch of positives.
We don't want to go back over that. Yeah. We'll move forward. We're moving forward. Onward and upward.
There you go. Guys, after a situation, whether it's a shooting of an officer or a shooting by an officer or some kind of a, you guys are using the reference critical incident. Okay. A significant event of whatever sort. Is that a reminder to go back to basics and just kind of etch a sketch a little bit and go, okay, now I've got another 6-8 months worth of experience since the last time. Factor that in, but remember your P's and Q's. Remember everything that they taught you at the academy about, okay, this is what we need to do, and I guess don't round your corners.
It reinforces the training that we do, because we do a lot of training and we try to stay proficient in everything that we do. But, you know, there are times where you're just not into it. It's a training day and there's a group of people there and maybe you're just trying to get through the day and get through this training. But specifically for firearm safety training, a lot of that stuff, it gets back into the back or the forefront of your mind. So that next training day, maybe you're putting a little more into it. You're able to relate what you're doing to a recent incident that just happened and what was done right, what was done wrong. One of the things we do in these critical incident investigations is do a parallel administrative investigation where we look at all of our policies and procedures and see what was done right, what was done wrong, what could be done better, and not to criticize an officer or belittle them at all. To learn from it. And every officer I've talked to is supportive of that and takes no offense from it. And it's necessary. And I think every law enforcement agency probably does that.
Yeah, I mean, you want to have as strong and as quick or compressed a learning curve as you can in a particular situation.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be learning from a situation because of the death of someone.
Right.
It would be nicer to learn from other mistakes that were made and build on that.
You know, something as simple as if you're right mm-hmm. on the crest of a hill.
Yes.
Okay, well, if you're just over the hill and nobody can see that you're there, they're not going to be slowing down as they come up upon. Okay, well, if you've never, you know, you've had 10,000 pullovers, but you've never had that one kind of a situation, or right on a tight turn, same thing where there's no visibility. Okay, yeah, you've done it, but this is the first in this scenario.
Yes.
Okay, just that little bit more, and what would you do different next time? I mean, is there space on the reports for that kind of stuff? Not the official legal document, but for whatever is submitted to whoever gets that report that day. Hey, by the way, da-da-da-da-da, is there a chance for a group learn and something like that?
You're talking about in the like our everyday report that we write incidents? Or
not on the legal document, because that goes into a different area, but just a reminder to the sergeant or whoever is reviewing to go, you know, next time we're all together, let's remember to comment about boom.
You know, I know that there are documents like that. We typically don't see them. That's typically for management to kind of look over the incident, and then they do have a way of keeping track, again, what was done right, what was done wrong, and what we might need to change as far as training goes or adapt. So there are ways that they do that.
I would think then everybody.
That's the only way to learn, really.
It individually,
right?
We can just learn from
as a group.
And with our department, that would not be just specific to this Humboldt office. If there was something that needed to be changed, corrected, addressed, that would be it would be made
statewide.
Yeah, that information would be.
Well, LA probably doesn't worry too much about the crest of the hill, so to speak. Yeah. What? You guys have talked about how the officers come together. What about for the family? You know, dad gets shot. Okay, it's going to mess with Junior as much as it is anybody else associated with that officer. Is there a reach out to family also to make sure everything's okay at home, or does it all get funneled through the cop?
Yeah. There are officers, just as in any business, where some people get along better than others and spend more time hanging out more than others. And what I've traditionally seen is that everybody comes together, the wives are supportive, but you'll find that those officers that are closer spend a lot more time together with their families in group functions, spending time together in that supportive environment. And it's happened here locally. I know just speaking for Cy and I, we and our families have spent a lot of time with the officers locally that have been involved in the recent shootings. Specifically, there have been other incidents that were stressful, but
Everybody just kind of coming together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Support group.
Okay, well, and not to mention the barbecue, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not pizza all the time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? through the Decade of Difference initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May and Paul Kraft. One is the old PIO, one is the new. You can figure that one out for yourself. Talk Shop's presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. You guys, looking at some of the different challenges we've also that you deal with, we've got daylight savings time coming up in a couple of weeks. And it was yesterday driving back down, the paving jobs right around Oreck and in that area, and I'm thinking, okay, we've got slickified new pavement. Whee! I'll throw, put in some fog. Okay, now a little drizzle sometime down the road. This is going to be a little fun as they're still getting the pavement leveled. But I was also thinking, okay, it's 6 o'clock now. This is 5 o'clock in a week and a half. Boy, is that going to change the dynamics. So I started going through my head of the challenges and the changes just in that up and down that I do each week. What do you guys do as you're approaching something like new weather season and, as importantly, daylight savings time?
You know, there's a lot of things that we...
Paul, this is not a visual. You have to speak right. up.
Nobody can see you.
I'm deferring to Cy for a moment.
Apparently, your trainer has not really brought you up to speed on some of the basics.
I apologize, everybody. He's a little slow, but I think he's going to catch on.
There's respect on it for...
He's my friend. I can talk to him that way. You know, there's a lot of little things that we do to prepare for changes of seasons. You know, and they could be little things just like changing from regular street tires to studded tires. You know, the weather's coming, like you said, rain and snow and ice. Also, when it comes to daylight savings time, guys who are working day shift in the summertime typically don't have to have their flashlights with them. That's a big thing. You have to have your flashlight. I mean, that's an officer safety thing. If you're working after dark, it's getting dark at 5 o'clock, and you still have another hour and a half to work, you better have your flashlight with you, and it better be charged, because if you get that late call where you got to go respond to a crash or you make a stop, you got to have the proper equipment with you. So it does change a lot of the little dynamics of the day. But as far as overall how we respond, how we do things, I mean, that's always pretty much the same for us. Now that we're getting to weather season, so we can winter season, it's wet, we can use flares now instead of in the summertime, where you probably want to keep those things in your car, as we've learned this year.
Yeah, and my recommendations would be outside of our changes for the weather, but for the motoring public, is great time to start by checking your tires. If you've been thinking about getting new tires before the rain starts to come in and the snow up in the hills, if you got low tread, consider changing those now. And the wiper blades, this is a time where you want to get new wiper blades on. And then I always recommend making sure your windshield is really clean, because you put the new blades on there, if you have debris and buildup on there, it'll tend to tear up, and you'll see those lines that form on a wiper blade sometimes. Clean your windshield real good when you put the new wiper blades on. Headlights, making sure that you have good headlights, they're working. Those will just give you a safer drive with more dark and less light. You'll need those headlights to see.
Well, and less attention from your favorite neighborhood officer, too.
Right, yes. that is one way for us to get to meet people, by talking to them about their lights that aren't working properly.
How many, rough percent, don't know that one of their lights is goofy? I mean, it really is kind of a moment.
I've had my headlights out. I've been in my patrol car with the headlights out. It's not something you typically, I mean, we do a walk around with our car before the shift and check everything out.
Kind of like a pilot will do with an airplane?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. I doubt that anybody is at home before they leave for work or school doing that. So I've never just written a ticket to somebody for having a headlight out. If anything, I give them a fix-it ticket, but I would educate them and tell them, I assume going in that they don't know that that headlight is out is how I approach it and ask them to fix it or encourage them to.
Yeah, I would think, okay, I'll drive there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. For you, most of us, I mean, so you don't,
usually you
don't want to
be driving. I'm headed to DMV right now when you stop them for reg or something, the registration expiration. I'm like, well, I'm headed to DMV right now, and it's Labor Day or Memorial Day when it's closed. It's,
well, okay. I'm thinking like, you know, a light bulb out or something like that. You show up and, you know, you have let the kid change it out for you.
Oh, they just jump out and tap it with their finger, and that's usually what fixes everything, right? You hit it with a hammer or knock it, and it.
You know, in broadcasting school, they say duct tape.
keep a
gee, now the
fin-
I'm tapping, too. I just doubled my skill set.
The rubber mallet and
yeah.
some duct tape.
KINS, News and Information Time is 841. We will be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. See ya, Si.
See ya, I'm out.
You, baby.
I've been taking a nap the last few minutes.
Yeah,
so.
I can tell.
All right, I won't defer to him anymore.
No. He's now the guy who left us.
The enemy.
Yeah, well, no, not enemy, because you still might find me.
Yeah, right. Keep me on your good side.
He's only going to Reading. It's not like you never go through there, right?
But
little,
I come through
little
here
as possible, baby. Oh, I would imagine it is a little bit more challenging going from one community to another, particularly if it's one that you're very familiar with. Either you grew up here, or you've been there for a long time. Okay, and now, boom, and now you're right there with the rookies, learning the lay of the land. I mean, you might know where 299 is on a good day, and maybe 44, but outside of that. You know, the intricacies that you get to know, and particularly where you grew up.
Yeah.
You know this stuff.
Right.
Dropped into a new community. What are you thinking?
You know, I like to change it up every couple of years. So I've been PIO for the last two and a half years. And it wasn't that I not enjoying PIO anymore. It was just time to move on. And this opportunity came in Reading, and I am familiar with Reading. Again, I grew up in Humboldt, so yeah, I know this place like the back of my hand. Reading, I'm pretty familiar with, and I do have some friends over there. So that's honestly kind of the second best place for me to be. Still within decent driving distance to Humboldt to see friends and family, but it's a new adventure. I'm going to learn a heck of a lot over there in my new position, and it's just a different. It's going to make me a better officer. Expanding my horizons. I'm going to be part of the critical incident investigation team like Paul Kraft is here. So it's going to give me a new insight into these incidents and how to deal with them. And it's just, I like learning. I like changing it up.
You probably want to cover yourself and say behind Crescent City because Larry might be listening.
Love you, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anywhere
somehow
where Larry is.
That drippy sarcasm thing just kind of came across. Paul, what about you? You going to continue to pick his mind when he's gone? Because I'm sure he's going to be asking you questions because of the critical incident.
I'm hoping that he'll leave his phone on because just the last few days I've been working with him and there's a lot more programs and the scheduling of it all is kind of what's getting me. How do you know when to do this program and put this on here at this school and developing the contacts that he has for the different schools? Because a lot of what the PIO does is education and training
outreach.
With the mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, correct. And there's a little bit of media involved, which is fun. But I'm just trying to get into the office and learn what he's doing on the computer for the most part and get a schedule going so I can not be too lost, but I'm going to call him and probably some of the past PIOs and pick their brains.
And why does that guy wear a red hat on the computer?
red hat on the computer.
Oh, you haven't shown him the games part yet.
Oh, not yet. He's not ready yet.
All right.
He's not ready. Right. We're getting one step at a time, Brian.
2 days in the office, and the other guys in there have already started hazing, so I've been kind of behind the eight ball for a week now.
Good. Well, you know, if you don't get it from those, you'd know.
Yeah.
I'll take it from these guys.
Yeah. It gives you a little skill set when you come in here.
Yeah, no kidding. Great. Thinking that skin up.
Couple of tools, yeah.
Couple of tools. He's calling us a couple of tools.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay, number one, listen to what is being said. Listen to what's not being said.
Fair enough.
Well, it'll be fun, certainly, you know, so I don't make yourself scarce whenever you are in the neighborhood.
I'm more than willing to come back and share some new stories. I really am. I mean,
well,
Humboldt's
and
my
bring
home.
That specter of the cop in the sky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a 2-year promise.
I know.
He's not delivered on this thing.
Okay.
So
we will do it.
Yeah.
Believe it when I see it. Thanks, man.
See you next month, Paul. See everybody else tomorrow.